While bugs make some people recoil in disgust, for John Jay, those creepy crawlies evoke loving memories of his father. Jay Allison brings us this story of insects, family, and tradition.
This will give you a little idea of the largest and the most beautiful and the most unusual creatures of this kind in the world in the May Natural History Museum here. That's quite a thing, isn't it, that stick insect? When they fly, they sound just like a toy. This is a Mygale tarantula, and these spiders are known to catch birds and mice. This is one of the world's largest katydids. That's about 10 inches across. You look at the grasshoppers. It would show you some on the back wall here. They have absolutely gorgeous rainbow colors on
them. These are all weevils. You wouldn't think weevils were that beautiful, would you?
It's just a little fellow that gives all the trouble in the cotton.
There's some more of our beetles, and look at that for gold.
Almost unreal. I was born with this. I would see, my dad was doing this kind of thing as far back as I can remember. And I can remember the packages coming in from the tropics sometimes. And we were in a cold country up in Canada where we lived. And I remember how excited he would be when these packages would come in. He said, Ian, he'd call me from another room, you know, and, oh, come and see what's here, you know. We would have these morpho butterflies, and we would have something that was really spectacular. And he was just one of these. He was one of the really great old-time naturalists. I've seen Dad collect butterflies all day. He had a tremendous constitution. Then we would go home, maybe have supper where we lived, and then we would start out on take a 20-mile trip, which was a big trip in the days of the first cars, you know, back in the 20s and the early 30s. And then we would drive 20 miles, and we'd get the traps all set up just before it got dark. As you know, it stays light longer in Canada than it does down here. Sometimes it doesn't get dark till 10 o'clock. And he would set those traps up, and I would stay up as long as I could, but I would go to bed at least probably around 11. I can remember I would wake up, it would get cold, damp and cold. I'd wake up, and sure enough, Dad would be over at the traps. They're picking off the really good ones that were coming in. These are the morpho butterflies, and aren't they, as you walk by them, you see the colors change. And some of those butterflies can be seen flashing in the canopy of the jungle up high. If you're flying over the jungle in an airplane, and say you're within a half a mile, you see these flashes down below, and you think somebody with a mirror down there, and it isn't at all. It's these butterflies flying around. They'll flash the sunlight just like a mirror. He always loved the morpho butterflies. When my dad died, I was in the hospital with him. And the last thing that he ever said, he said, Ian, isn't that a beautiful case of morpho? And he died just a few minutes after that. I'm the son of James F.W. May. He said, Ian, I worked with him ever since I was a young boy. Isn't that a beautiful case of morpho? You see these flashes down below, and you think somebody with a mirror down there, and it isn't at all. It's these butterflies flying around.
That story was one of Jay Allison's vintage pieces produced in the 1980s.